We're just finishing up the second round here, and I think we left off at 195, where Isaiah Cox for the Selma Bulldogs gets the final. At 220, kind of a turn of events, Mitch Yorger from Iowa City West got upset by Bronswyn Turner of Burlington. So Turner of Burlington is going to face Callan Tomlin of Oskaloosa in the finals at 220. And then at heavyweight, Ryan Egley of Keokuk won by fall over over Blake Mosier of Iowa City West, and he will face Jackson Kelly, who won in a nail biter 1-0 over Tyler Bukanovich of Ottumwa. So we're going to take about a 20-minute break here at the conclusion of this round. We'll be coming back for the placing round, but from what I can tell right now, the Ottumwa Bulldogs have 5 wrestlers in the final and 2 going for 3rd and 4th. Your Oskaloosa Indians have 5 wrestlers in the finals and 1 going for 3rd and 4th. And this team race is still yet to be determined. As we look at the team scores right now, Iowa City West leads it with 136.5. Fort Madison's in second with 122. Burlington in third place with 114.5. Keokuk in fourth place with 112. Ottumwa's in fifth place with 111. Iowa City High is in sixth place with 104. Oskaloosa is in seventh place with 97. And Mount Pleasant is in eighth place with 64. So there can still be a lot of the turn of events here. And this is the round we've all been waiting for. Who's going to be in and who's going to be out? Who gets the chance to wrestle back? So I'll send it back to you, Joe. And we'll give you an update as we begin the third round.
Thank you very much for that update there. Kevin Cochran in Mount Pleasant. We had a flurry of activity here on the championship side with the wrestlers on their feet. Stephen Holloway had a little injury time there for Brad Scoobel. And now we've got Jacob West locked up in a cradle against Travis Poffenbarger. And Poffenbarger has got West locked up tight. And that's going to be a pin halfway through this second period for Travis Poffenbarger. So Poffenbarger hoping for a Scoobel miracle against Holloway. Holloway ahead of that one now 7-2.
Well, Holloway just an outstanding wrestler. He's been so aggressive. 7-2 your score here. Final 45 seconds. Let's take a quick timeout and run up to 1A action. Jay Mill on location here as we conclude this 195 matchup. Joe Mill, give us a 1A update.
All right, Hunter Johnston just won his match a few seconds ago in weight class 195. He's your champion in 195, so that means Eddyville has 2 champions so far. Headed to state next week, Jaron Glosser at 138 and Hunter Johnston 195. Sigourney Kyoto currently with 2 champs going to state next week. Nathan Fritz and Lane Boonder, 145 and 152 respectively. Moravia currently has Nick Martin, a champ at 113. Earlier we knew that Blair Cochran from Moravia got beat, but he does have a chance at a wrestle back. He'll be coming up again here as we do some wrestle backs here probably in the next hour or so. Wes Marshall still with 4 champions in the finals, champions going to state next week here out of this district number 4. So we'll continue to keep you updated here and let you know all the runners up. But as we look at the medal count right now, the champions, EBF has 2, Sigourney Kyoto 2, Moravia 1, Iowa Valley 1, West Marshall 4, Belle Plaine 1, and BGM 1. But we're far from done. A lot of the runner-up slots still have yet to be filled. Let's go back live to you in Fairfield.
Between the quarter break here, period break, 7-2, Holloway out in front here at 195. We'll take a quick timeout, come right back. You're listening to District Wrestling Coverage, 1A, 2A, and 3A on your sports leader, KIC.
We plan for so many things in life. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, weddings, all the special events in our life. There's one event we tend to overlook, our final farewell. Why not take the pain of this burden away from your loved ones? Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Homes.
Here are this week's specials at your Albia Hy-Vee. 1 dozen wrapped roses, $19.99. Oreo cookies, $1.99, limit 2. Hy-Vee bacon, 1 pound, $2.98. Jack's Original Pizza, 4 for $10. Hamburger Helper, 77 cents. Hot Pockets or Lean Pockets, just $1.88. That's your Albia Hy-Vee. Proud sponsors of Albia Athletics.
Last night I dreamed of
my new yoga studio,
a car,
a treehouse.
It was the perfect dream.
We don't all have the same dreams, but we can turn to one place to protect them: American Family Insurance. Our agents can help make sure you have the coverage needed, whether it's for your auto, home, business, or life. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Contact the Phil Griffin Agency in Oskaloosa at 641-673-8965.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Now, back to a guy who thinks takedown is something you do with your Christmas lights in June. Here's Jason Summers.
Well, the weather doesn't warm up, it'll be June when I get my Christmas lights down. But right now, it's hot in these gymnasiums. And Holloway gets the win here at 195. Let's run it to Joe Millage. 1A coverage from Pleasantville.
Hey, Sigourney Kyoto fans, you just got a champion here. Noah Boonder is going to state, 220. Noah Boonder, so add that to his brother Lane Boonder at 152 going to state. And Nathan Fritz at 145 headed to state. Sigourney Kyoto, we'll continue to update you here. Let's go back live. You've got Carter Isley up now. Jason, Joe. Trav, take it away.
Great job out of you, Jay Mill. Good job on coverage, Joe, Jason, and TZ. Listening from Driver's Ed Car. Reminder, don't text and drive.
Double leg shot in there by Carter Isley off the whistle, and he is taking down his opponent, Gage Jarrett from West Burlington Notre Dame. Two-point takedown, just underway, 220 pounds. That's the championship side. Carter Isley in a great match being brought to you by Southern Iowa Technologies and Summer Car Credit. Now, chicken wing in here by Carter Isley. We'll leave right with you. He's getting the head walked. He's got the chicken wing in on the left side. He's got the arm barred on the right. He's back on the hip still, but he's got the chicken wing locked in tight. Now he goes to a double chicken wing, and this is going to be a pinning combination most likely for Carter Isley. He's still on the hips, but he's working it. He walks it.
Here it comes.
Takes it slow. Got the out-of-bounds marker. The circle is just to the edge. Gage Jarrett is locked up tight. Now here it is. There is the double chicken
back
wing. He sits back, covers the hips. There are the shoulders down, and there's the pin. 57 seconds for Carter Isley. He is your 220-pound champion, and, you know, he really made it look easy.
Really easy. A little Nostradamus. He predicted a first-period win, and that's what he pinned. That's what he gets. Carter Isley, the Iceman.
He is the third Blue Demon to be champion here at the district championships, and he joins Bryce Leshen and Blake Lawless. They're going to advance to the state tournament.
Trevin Nance on the mat here for the Chargers. TZ's going to run down, catch up with the Iceman and the coaches as Albia puts their third wrestler to the state wrestling tournament. Nance in on a single leg, trying to elevate, and
they're into the Sheraton cheer squad, and they scoot back, and I've never seen cheerleaders move quite that quickly in a gymnasium. That was a good job, girls, to get out of the way of those two 220-pounders coming at you at a full roar. Trevin Nance from Sheridan's up against Michael Fritz from Fairfield. Fritz, if he can get the win, will have a chance for a wrestle back against Gage Jarrett. It's not going to be a trip to state for Trevin Nance this year, Jason, as with the Jarrett loss to Carter Isley, he is shut out of a wrestle back opportunity.
This match brought to you by Double D Repair. For all your ag and construction repair needs, contact Dustin Dowdy at Double D Repair. He'll bring it to the shop, or he can come to you. Give him a call, 777-6754. Dustin Dowdy, Double D Repair, bringing you this matchup here at 220 pounds.
Also want to thank the folks, the Jones boys at Albia Hardee's, and that's the place where they have a menu worthy of your hunger. And if you're hungry in Albia right now, it doesn't take very long to get that good old cheeseburger out the window to you at the drive-thru.
Congratulations, Carter, from Lou Sweeney in Del Rio, Texas, on the Southern Iowa Technology text line as we wind down here.
A lot of folks listening to this live wrestling coverage on the stream on KIICradio.com. We've got a 1-0 lead right now here for Michael Fritz from Fairfield on the Constellation side. He's wrestling Sheraton's Trevin Nance. It's second period action.
Nance, Jason, I got Carter Isley here with me. Congratulations, Carter, getting a first period pin like you predicted. Congratulations again, moving on to Wells Fargo Arena. What are you looking for next week's action?
I don't know. We got to see how the bracket plays out and see who I got tonight.
Well, once again, congratulations on that first period pin, and we'll look forward to rooting you on next week.
That is Carter Isley with TZ, Travis Apple on the Quality Egg wireless mat side mic.
Travis, you should have asked him what he was going to do to try to stay in shape today. He didn't wrestle more than 2 minutes. That was a very dominating performance by Carter Isley today at 220 pounds.
That's his season right there, dominating. And he left the Wells Fargo last year just coming up short as a champion, and it's been his mission to not just get back there, but be the guy with the hand raised at the end of the night.
And another guy here with me going to make an appearance at the Wells Fargo Arena next week. Blake Lawless, congratulations on your championship today. And what are you looking for next week's action?
I was looking forward to get wrestling up at the Well, first time high school, and looking to get a score team points up there.
Take us back through your championship match there with your opponent there. How did things work out, and how did things go in your favor?
Well, I was just trying to put up as many points as I could, spread the gap. And
well, congratulations again to Blake Lawless, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Thanks, TZ. Blake Lawless, 145, and he's on to Wells Fargo Arena. Back to action here as we open the third and final period.
At 220 pounds, Trevin Nance from Sheraton trails Michael Fritz from Fairfield, score 3-0. And now Nance, starting on the bottom, gets up, stands up. He's going to get away, and he does. That's his first point of the match. A takedown can tie this thing up. Fritz from Fairfield hoping for a win to get a shot at Gage Jarrett from West Burlington Notre Dame in a wrestleback. Jarrett was dispatched by Carter Isley in 57 seconds in the championship match. Now we've got a couple of pummeling 220-pounders here on the Constellation side. Nance from Sheraton had a couple of shots in there. There's a single-leg shot. Nice chin down by Fritz from Fairfield. Now Fritz with the inside shot comes in, gets behind, and gets a two-point takedown for a 5-1 lead.
That was a good counter there by Fritz. Nance stepped forward, looked like he's going to take a shot, and Fritz
Fritz gets a sit out here, reaches back, gets the leg, and Nance is still sitting out. Now the crossbody ride being put in there by Fritz, and we're off the mat with 58 seconds to go in the match. A 5-1 lead for Michael Fritz from Fairfield.
Knoxville fans, Brock Cavitas is out on the mat. He's getting warmed up. He's going to be taking on Kyle Davis.
He had an exciting 6-5 win over Dylan Wagner from Mediapolis, and that was a great match for Brock Cavitas to get the win there.
Trevin Nance in trouble here. The cradle being put in. Nance in trouble, 45 seconds to go.
45 seconds to go, and that's it. A pin for Michael Fritz from Fairfield, so we have a wrestle back at 220.
Trevin Nance, an outstanding season, found his way to districts, 19-22. The junior, he'll have a real shot to make his way to Wells Fargo Arena next year as a senior.
Hey, Jason, I got Dave Winger, head coach here of the Ivy Blue Demons with me. Dave, congratulations on 3 champions today. What did you see today that really stood out in your mind as far as your wrestlers, and what did you see on some things that you need to work on?
Yeah, well, I'll start with that. I'm not happy with bringing 8 and sending 3. You know, that's not what we wanted, but, you know, I think that we need to go back to work and figure out what's important. You know, is a fourth place or a third place at districts important? I mean, is that something that I don't think we had anybody that wrote their goals down as doing that. So, you know, the guys have to figure out what's important, and when they figure out what's important, then they'll go to work and they'll make those things happen if they think it's important. So, you know, that's the one thing that's on my mind now. As far as the 3 champs, you know, I'm just really excited. You know, we've got 3 guys that can be on the stand, and those were on our goal sheets this year. So, you know, we'll go after those state championships, and we've got 3 guys that have the ability to do it.
Yeah, you know, like you said, you know, those guys set those goals early in the season. They achieved their goals today, and they're going on to Wells Fargo Arena. But those guys that did not make that goal come true today, their work starts tomorrow, though, for them in the wrestling room. And what do you got in plan for those guys?
Well, we just, you know, you got to get them in the room and work on the things that they need to work on. And you know, with Stormy, you know, we just need to get some weight on him. And he's got the heart. And, you know, the other guys, Kyle and Zach, they, you know, they have the ability as well. Another year of growth and, you know, wrestling in these big environments. Kyle's eventually going to be there. He's just, you know, 2 years in a row, and he's getting to where he needs to be. So Jacob West, we've talked about him before, and he's steadily improved every year. And Ben Mason wrestling as a freshman at 170. I mean, I don't know what you can say about that other than we've got three more years with him, and we've got a lot to work with that young guy. So he's willing to learn, and when you have kids like that, it makes my job a lot easier.
A lot easier to coach, ain't they? Well, congratulations, Coach, and we'll look forward to seeing you this week at the Wells Fargo Arena.
Travis Apatel on the wireless mic, courtesy of Quality Ag. Let's run Ben Kincard on the mat here.
285-pounder. Kincard out there. He's out against Dylan Wagner from Mediapolis. That was the opponent that Brock Kavanaugh had. Narrow 6-5 win for Kavanaugh. Kincard, likewise, narrow loss there, 2-1 against Kyle Davis from Columbus Junction. First move here for Wagner. He's going to trying a headlock, and nice job there by Kincard getting behind him. Takes him down to the mat. Sit-out attempt there by Wagner. Oh, great job. Chin back by Kincard. Kincard chins him back. He's got him tight. He's got him chin back. He's getting chest to chest. He's got to hold. He's got to get that arm. He's got the arm and the throat right now, and it's a pin for Ben Kincard from Davis County. First period pin for Ben Kincard. Congratulations.
I couldn't have called it better myself, big boy. That is a beautiful call right there. Ben Kincard with the third place finish. But right now, Brock Kavanaugh on the mat for Knoxville. And battling back and forth here. They'll go to the second period. And
it's Kavanaugh on top, 1-0.
Kavanaugh
right now
gets the escape.
Just underway here, second period, 285-pound championship. Knoxville's Brock Kavanaugh, first to draw blood, first to score here. He is going to try to become a Knoxville state wrestler.
He's looked so good here at 285, been quick and energetic.
Brock Kavanaugh now on his feet. He's pummeling his opponent, Kyle Davis, from Columbus Junction. Looked like he called a stall against Brock that time. Brock. So that's a stall warning for Brock Kavanaugh here in the second period.
49 seconds to go, second period, 2-1. Brock Kavanaugh, Knoxville out in front here.
Wrestlers are on their feet with 40 seconds to go. They're still doing the pummeling. They're at the center of the mat. Nice little single leg shot in there by Davis. Sprawl back by Kavanaugh. Now back to pummeling. Separation now with 27 seconds to go. A little bit of a light shot in there for Davis. More of a look than it was a shot. Now we got a stall against Davis. So both wrestlers have been called for stalling. And there they are, starting to take action with 12 seconds remaining in the second period. They're off the mat, though. Get
all
back to center of the mat.
Right on this mat, the final match.
And final match of the championships. We're going to have all the champions in the book. There's a bulldog move by Brock Kavanaugh. He's almost getting the leverage, but good job there getting his hips back under him was Kyle Davis. And it looked like it was going to be a big bulldog underhook cow catcher throw for Brock Kavanaugh, but give Kyle Davis the credit.
Well, this is going to go right down. That's most these heavyweight championships do. Right down to the final tick and then overtime.
All right. Kavanaugh covers Davis. Davis is in the down position. Kavanaugh breaks him down. Kavanaugh with arm bar on the left side. Davis tries to wipe it off. Now a chicken wing in here for Kavanaugh. Davis gets his knees under him. Now he's back to his base. Kavanaugh gets off the chicken wing. Puts the corkscrew right in there on the right side. Stand up by Davis. 1:39 to go, and Davis is loose.
Wow.
1-1 is your score. Wrestlers back to the position that they've enjoyed so much in this match. They had a scoreless tie in the first period. They danced on their feet after a Kavanaugh escape in the second. Now they're back on their feet after the Davis escape. A 1-1 tie at 285 pounds here in the Fairfield Gymnasium. It's Class 2A District Wrestling on 96.7. KIIC Thunder Country, your source for all the high school sports athletics that you can imagine that you want. It's Brock Kavanaugh from Knoxville.
Oh, there's a shuck by.
Gets behind him and spins him and gets
off
the mat.
To the mat. Wow. So close.
The Knoxville fans don't like it because it was not close to the side of the mat. The Knoxville coach is out there, and he is talking to the side official, and it is not going to change the result. It's going to be 1 minute and 1 second left, and Brock Cavanis is going to be in a 1-1 tie with Kyle Davis. 101, 1-1. We're back underway here at 285 pounds. Knoxville's Brock Cavanis tries to shuck by again. They're getting a little bit sweaty. That's a little bit more slippery than it was the last time that he tried it, and it doesn't work. But now we're back locked up, pummeling. Neither wrestler really taking a shot right here. Cavanis is backing
There's
off.
It's a drop down, but Cavanis did a good job of getting away from that. And the throw, and they'll go out of bounds.
They're off the mat, out of bounds with 36.9 seconds to go. A 37-second showdown for Brock Cavanis from Knoxville. Hands on his hips. He gets back to the center of the mat. He's shoving Kyle Davis from Columbus Junction. Davis is shoving back. 29 seconds to go now. Now a drop down move there by Cavanis. He's back up. Now they're pummeling again at the center of the mat.
Oh, a shuck by.
And he gets him, same as before, a spin by. Now
single
he gets
leg.
Double leg.
Oh, wow. It went down, grabbed the leg. A great shuck by. Just could not finish him. A couple of shuck by opportunities he just missed by Brock Cavanis.
Davis is backing up every time right off the whistle, and he's not getting called for stalling, so he needs to keep doing that.
Well,
and then when Brock Cavanis brings the action.
10 seconds and counting, Joe.
It's going to be sudden victory. Sudden victory coming up here at 285. It's a 1-1 tie, and why wouldn't it end in sudden victory?
Oh, that's the way it should be. But we've seen a championship match earlier called with a
semifinal penalty point in the championship. Yeah.
Here's a shot. Boy, a big shot by Davis.
Davis has got some gas left in his tank. He doesn't want to have a wrestle back here. Well, actually, a wrestle back would be if Davis won, there could be a wrestle back. Right now, we've got 41 seconds left in sudden victory. It's the first of the overtime periods. There'll be two more if needed, maybe three. There's an underhook by Cavanis, and he pushes Davis off the mat. And Davis is doing a really good job getting himself his back to the outside of the circle. And anytime that Cavanis has a good move, he's stymied by that out of bounds.
Sudden victory right here. Final 23 seconds. Brock Cavanis of Knoxville trying to get the win to get to Wells Fargo Arena. 18 seconds and counting. The first score wins here in sudden victory. Here's a double leg shot. A single leg. Cavanis in a double leg. Brock Cavanis with the win and the championship here at 285.
The action continues because he's got him in a pinning combination with 4 seconds to go. He could get bonus points for the Knoxville Panthers. But time runs out. Brock Cavanis wins. He is your 285-pound champion.
How about that? Right in front of us is the Knoxville fans. They're treated with the final victory of the night. Brock Cavanis.
Hey,
at 285 with a sudden victory win.
We've got some great action for you folks coming up here in the WrestleBacks, and I believe there's going to be a little bit of a break in the action. Our first WrestleBack will come at 106 pounds, where the champion is Gabe Rupke from Sheraton, and he will be joined in Wells Fargo in Des Moines by either, or excuse me, there will not be a WrestleBack at 106. Storm Little did not get it done, so late. Latcham from Washington will be second place at 106. No wrestle back either at 113, where Dylan Harbert's had his state hopes crushed by Andrew Waite from Washington. Waite was defeated in the championship by Mitchell Griffin from Columbus Junction.
See if Travis can catch up with Brock Cavanis and the 285 champion. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick timeout while we get ready to come back and get to the WrestleBacks. We'll get a quick timeout, come back, go to 1A and catch up with Joe Millage, and then get to the WrestleBacks here from Fairfield. We'll take a timeout, come right back. You're listening to District Wrestling on your sports leader, KIC.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register. Or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
It's a great time to be a statesman. William Penn University of Oskaloosa offers you all the hospitality of a small community with the diversity and opportunities for growth that you would expect to find at larger state schools. Whether you're in or out of the classroom, on or off the field, William Penn University challenges students to work for success. How can they help you succeed? Visit wmpenn.edu to find out. Then schedule your campus visit today by calling 800-779-PENN. Make a statement. Be a statesman.
Discover the unlimited ways you can say it in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Sennett Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Sennett Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Now we're into the WrestleBacks here from Fairfield with the timeout, but the action is still hot and furious up in 1A coverage. And Cochran on the mat for Moravia in Pleasantville. Let's run to Joe Millage, who's signed the mats and in high fidelity.
All right, Jason, thank you guys so much. And Briar Cochran, who got beat earlier this afternoon in his championship match. Cochran, the number two wrestler in the state, and as far as rankings are concerned, gets beat earlier by the number six wrestler. He comes back in the wrestle back and beats Dakota Boyer from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. So Briar Cochran gets his ticket punched to state. He is the runner-up. He's your second-place finisher here at weight class 126. I had a tough match against, again, the number six wrestler in the state earlier this afternoon. And that, of course, was Kay Crow from Iowa Valley. So Cochran makes wrestler number two for Moravia, heading to state next week, along with Nick Martin, weight class 113. So far, Sigourney Kyoto has four tickets punched in the championships. Fritz, Lane Boonder, Noah Boonder, and Bryce Brown at 285. Eddieville Blakesburg has two champs, Glosser and Johnston. But as we look at the runners-up, Eddieville Blakesburg now has Adam Proctor, who just got his ticket punched in the wrestleback match in 113. So Adam Proctor with the win at 113, so he's going to state. And Alex Hanna, 120 from Eddieville Blakesburg, he's going to state. So it looks like we've got four wrestlers so far from Eddieville Blakesburg going to state as well next week. So congratulations to Briar Cochran from Moravia. He's going. Some of the other runners up that we've got here included Caleb Reeves. He got his wrestleback match and wins at 182. So if I add them up here and take a look quickly, it looks like Sigourney Kyoto's got five wrestlers advancing to state next week. Eddieville Blakesburg with four, Moravia with a couple, and Wes Marshall with five wrestlers. Taking a look at the team points here before we go back to Fairfield, the current team points does have Wes Marshall now up in first place with 114, Sigourney Kyoto in second place with 109. Eddieville Blakesburg, who's been in first place all day long, has dropped to third place with 107. But again, there's only about 7 points separating first and third places here in Pleasantville. Right now, Cody Brown in the second place match at weight class 132. The senior, 32-8 on the season, Cody Brown is ahead of Griffin McBride here from Pleasantville, 2-1. And this one is now still in the first period with just a couple ticks to go. Cody Brown, who got his 100th win earlier this afternoon in his first match, then comes back and gets beat in the championship match in 132. But he is now wrestling for his wrestle back and trying to get his ticket punched and trying to get that win number 101. That's going to give you somewhat of a summary here of what's going on in Pleasantville in Class 1A, District 4. Again, the champs and the runners-up are some of the 16 best wrestlers in the state of Iowa. The top 16 are going on to state next week, and we'll give you a complete rundown here coming up in just a little bit as Cody Brown leads his opponent 2-1. Guys, let's go back live to you in Fairfield.
All right, welcome back, Fairfield. We're waiting for the WrestleBacks to start here, but not waiting was Brock Cavanaugh from Knoxville, a 285-pounder, looking like a 106er out there. TZ, who's kind of with him, Travis Apple on the quality ag, Mike side, or Matt side, Mike. TZ, you've caught up with the big man, Brock Cavendish.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. Brock, congratulations on getting two big wins today, advancing and getting the championship, advancing to the state tournament. Can you wrap us up here? Give us a quick recap of your championship match. What did you know about the kid? Had you ever wrestled him before?
I wrestled him once this year, and he pinned me in the first period by a throw, so I've just been trying to keep my hips low, trying just to try to keep my weight distributed the whole match, just try to work my shots here and there if I could, try to use his weight against him, and that's all I was worried about, was just not getting thrown. Russell Smart.
Looked like he was giving up quite a bit of weight there with him, too. Do you know how much?
I believe he weighed in at 270, and I weighed in at 254.
So giving up quite a bit of weight there. Congratulations again, making it to the Wells Fargo. Not for sure, did you make it there last year?
I made it by disqualification. Someone got injured, and I got third at districts last year, and I made it by injury default. So
going into second time, maybe not quite have that first-time jitters in you going into this week.
Yeah, it feels a lot better making it myself, working hard, make sure it all pays off.
Well, congratulations again, Brock, and we'll see you this week.
Well, I don't think he's going to leave or take any sweat home with him, TZ, because he left it all on the mat. A great win out of him. And last year he went up to Wells Fargo Arena and really looked really good up there. But you're right, getting out those first-day jitters and because you've been there, that's a huge advantage.
That's right. Sure is, Jason. Congratulations again to Brock. Wrestled two big matches there, and we look forward to seeing him this week.
Hey, big match going on right here. Winner of this one is going home. The winner of this one's going to the Wells Fargo. The loser's going home, and that is Josh Keller from Columbus Junction and Alex Latcham from Washington in an elimination match at 106 pounds. This is the wrestleback. Winner of this one, like I said, goes to state. It's a 4-1 lead. A couple of takedowns for Josh Keller here in the first period. We're winding down through the end of the first period with that score 4-1. An escape for Latcham midway through the period, and then quickly taken back down by Josh Keller from Columbus Junction. And Keller content to just ride him out here as the period is going to expire. So a 3-point lead going to the second for Josh Keller from Columbus Junction. Alex Latcham from Washington had a great year. He's just a sophomore, 23-10 on his season right now. And he's up against a really top-ranked wrestler, Josh Keller from Columbus Junction. He is right now at 39-3 on the season. Gabe Ripke dispatched him by the score of 11-6 in the championship. So maybe a little bit of an upset there for Ripke against Keller, but Ripke, first Sheraton Charger to qualify for state here today, and he was the first state qualifier before he even finished his match. He knew that he wouldn't have to worry about a wrestle back because he'd beaten Latcham, and Latcham got past Storm Little on the consolation side. We'll start the second period, and it's going to be Latcham in the down position. He's covered by Josh Keller, 4-1 the score. 106-pound wrestle back here on 96.7 KIIC. Now we've got the 2-point takedown for Keller, 2-point reversal, for Keller. That makes the score 6-1. 6-1. It's Keller from Columbus Junction. He's covering Alex Latcham from Washington. Latcham with sit out. Nice job with hand control by Keller. Keller keeps that hand control. He's got 2-on-1 on the left wrist. Now Latcham gets back to his base. Keller puts pressure on with that 2-on-1 and gets him broken down on the top. Knees to the mat and throws in a half Nelson. There's a half Nelson. He's working that half Nelson. He's got it walked, and he's got him turned over. It's Josh Keller with the half Nelson. He turns over. Alex Latcham. He's going to get a 3-point near fall here if he can reverse that half Nelson. But, man, what a great job bridging by Alex Latcham. The only thing on the mat for Alex Latcham right now is the top of his head and the toes of his shoes. He is really bridging. But, boy, it's a nice job sinking back. And Josh Keller just wears him out. Got the half Nelson reverse. Got chest to chest. And give the pin to Josh Keller from Columbus Junction. He will advance to the state meet, joining Gabe Ripke from Sheraton.
Cody Ray Smith and Jack Egan, both with wrestleback opportunities. So Knoxville looking for a couple of wrestlebacks. They'll be coming up here in just a little bit. But
here's the 132-pounder who's going to wrestle back. It's Miller from Prairie City Monroe and Leopard from Loiza Muscatine. Wrestlers are on their feet. This is fast action, folks. There's only one mat going, and they have the wrestlers lined up as the next weight class progresses. We're going to have a wrestle back for you the very next weight class at 138, where it's going to be Cody Ray Smith from Knoxville trying to take on Trey Van Wilden from Washington and get his ticket punched. All right, at 132 pounds here, we're first period, wrestlers on their feet. Just underway here at 132 pounds in the wrestle back. It's Mediapolis's Cody McNeil, Prairie City Monroe's, or excuse me, it would be Leopard and McNeil. Leopard and McNeil.
Oh, there's a shot. Nice counter there, though, by Leopard.
No scoring yet at 132 pounds in the wrestle back.
Cody McNeil came in with the shot. Leopard did a good job of sprawling out. Now he can get the corner turn. He might get this into his own takedown. He's trying to work to the left side.
McNeil in there on a double leg. Goes off the mat out of bounds, and he was in there pretty good on Leopard. This is the weight class that Brad Irwin won. He pinned his way into the final against Austin Leopard and then had an exciting match against Cody McNeil. Really brought the action on that one and got the big W.
Three Albia wrestlers will be going to Wells Fargo Arena. 145, Blake Lawless. 52, Bryce Leshen. 220, Carter Isley. Great job, Albia wrestlers, and congrats on your state bid. Blake, Bryce, and Carter, Blue Pride. Strickler family checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
No score here at 132 pounds. We're winding through the final seconds in the first period in this wrestle back. It's Mediapolis against Louisa Muscatine. Mediapolis has sent several wrestlers.
Let's go to Pleasantville when we have a little bit of a break here at 132, and then we'll get back to 138. But right now on location, Jay Mill up in Pleasantville with 1A coverage.
It's a bittersweet day here for... sorry about that. It's a bittersweet day here for Cody Brown from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. He gets his 100th win, but he loses his wrestleback opportunity, the second-place match. He was up 4-2 over Griffin McBride from Pleasantville and ends up getting turned on his back, and it was 4-4 in the closing seconds, but McBride getting some back points there. And the local fans here in Pleasantville, who only advanced two wrestlers to their own district hosting match, end up getting both of them punched through to state, so they're pretty happy here in Pleasantville. Chad Berry with a pin there from Wes Marshall over Dalton Roberts of BGM. So Chad Berry, 145, advances as well. We'll continue to update you, but again, Cody Brown is eliminated from competition next week. We'll send it back live to you guys in Fairfield.
Great job out of you, Joe Millage, on location and 1A coverage. We'll get to Kevin Cochran a little bit later on as the 3A coverage in Mount Pleasant. I think Tom with five wrestlers to the championship and Oskaloosa with six, so we're looking to punch through several Southern Iowa wrestlers onto Wells Fargo Arena. But let's get back here to 132.
Cody McNeil here leading over, gets it. Let me back that up there. Austin Leopard gets the escape on Cody McNeil here. He leads 1-0 now. Minute left to go in the second period. McNeil back in on a double leg, and out of bounds they go. Back to the center of the mat, reset. 1-0's your score at 132 pounds here. Both wrestlers in the center. McNeil trying to work an angle here for a shot. Not much going on here.
When there's so much at stake, Travis, you just don't want to be the wrestler that makes the mistake.
Trying not to make a mistake, that's right. As we call it, wrestling not to lose versus wrestling to win. Oh, McNeil in on a nice double leg shot there.
Oh, he's going to elevate.
Elevated. Leopard kind of got a figure four on the body there.
Did a good job of grabbing that back ankle right away. And that, if he can hold on, he might get a stalemate here.
Yeah. McNeil does a great job of getting out. Leopard still holds the ankle.
Wow.
There. No points awarded.
Oh, he's going to turn this into his own.
Turns that into his own takedown.
How about that, TZ?
Now leads 3-0. He never gave up on that back leg. And McNeil kind of got a little bit high and out of control there on a shot. And period number two is going to wind down here, and Austin Leopard's going to lead 3-0.
That looked like a certain McNeil takedown for Mediapolis, and Austin Leopard grabbed onto that back ankle, did not let go, and to turn it into his own takedown.
Yeah, McNeil's going to start in the down position here to start the third period. Tries to hit a sit-out switch. Leppert does a great job of covering him up. Got a deep waist right in. Trying to work the right side with the arm bar. McNeil gets up to his feet. Leppert drops down, holding on, trying to get him drug out of bounds there. McNeil still on his feet, trying to get the escape. Leppert still in on that deep waist, getting him, holding him in bounds there. Lots of time click ticking away. Leppert gets him broke back down. Trying to get a chin back there and get some near fall points. Out of bounds, they're going to go. Back to the center here, and McNeil's still be starting in the down position.
So impressed. Leppert did such a great job of taking him for a ride there.
Yeah, and that's one of them moves that just really ride the clock out, riding your opponent. McNeil here trying to hit a stand-up switch. Leppert in on that deep waist, really riding that deep waist tough. McNeil here to his base. McNeil kind of looks like maybe he might be running a little bit out of gas, Jason.
Well, he's had to really work hard, as Leppert is just absolutely, in this third and final period, has made him really work.
Minute to go. McNeil still in the down position.
Oh, there's a caution. Well, McNeil's going to have to get out of here quickly.
Yeah, he was a little premature on the jump there. Got the caution called against him, but right on the whistle, right up to his feet. Leppert's going to get called for stalling.
Not careful. He's going to have to let go here. I'll get the...
McNeil's going to get the escape. Back to the center here on their feet. McNeil trails 2-1. Leppert, oh,
wow.
McNeil on a wild shot there. And Leppert just kind of shucks him on by on that shot and gets the takedown. 5-1 leads this match here with 30 seconds left to go.
I think McNeil wasn't realizing that he had as much time to work with as he did.
Yeah, it was a pretty wild shot there for McNeil, and Leppert just real aware of where he was at and his surrounding, and got him shucked by and got the takedown. And, I just don't think McNeil's got enough gas here to get out and make a four-point move, Jason. 12 seconds left to go here. And, Leppert's going to get – Leppert's going to get called for stalling again, going to give a point awarded to McNeil. It's going to be 5-2 with 11 seconds to go, but Leppert can afford to give up another one of those if he has to.
Yeah, absolutely, and he just – there's a throw attempt by an escape. Well, now we got something happening here. 6 seconds to go.
5-3, your score. McNeil's going to really need to get some sort of a quick two-point takedown here if he wants to extend this match.
Trying to throw. 2 seconds, one, and Leppert's going to get the win, buddy. That was a great contest.
Yeah, that really was well fought there on both sides of the mat there, and Leppert's going to walk away with the second-place victory today.
All right, Knoxville fans, we want to hear from you as you're going to send out Cody Ray Smith. He's trying to get his ticket punched to Wells Fargo Arena, join up with his teammate Brock Cavanis. Send us a text, 641-799-1437. Cody Ray Smith.
He's going to be taking on a very talented sophomore here in Trey Van Welden, a 30-7 sophomore. What a great season he's had going here. Fell to a tough decision there to Mason Buster in the championship round. But, Cody Ray Smith here coming in the second round and pinning Kyle Sennett.
Looks so good out there. Here's a shot, a single leg, elevated to a double, and then brought down, a takedown. And right now, Cody Ray Smith trails here. And this wrestle back at 138.
Latch him out there for the...
It's Cody Ray Smith taking on Van Wilden, Washington. 138. Trey Van Wilden, 31-8 sophomore from Washington. Now, he's got the...
He's got a half Nelson, and he's got it turned over. He's got him pinned behind his back. Tough spot there for Cody Ray Smith. Cody Ray needs to fight off his back. Van Wilden's chest to chest for Washington. Cody Ray Smith in trouble here. 1 minute and 9 seconds remain in the first period, and he is pinned.
Ray Van Wilden, tremendous wrestler, gets the win here. He'll move on. Great run there by Cody Ray Smith. Just a freshman, 29-16 coming into today, and he will win or end his season with 30 wins. Just as a freshman, that's doing something.
Here we're going to bump all the way up to 170. It'll be Luke Erickson from Mediapolis. He got beaten the championship against Tucker Morrison. Ron Marshall from Prairie City Monroe is out there to compete for that last spot in state at 170. Off the whistle, the wrestlers tie up right at the center of the mat. It's Mason with an underhook, drops down to a single leg, switches to the double, and they go off the mat.
Knoxville still has one more hopeful. The Jack Egan.
That'll be the next match we bring here on 96.7.
I'm not mistaken. Did not Egan make it last year to state?
I think he did go to state last year.
Have to take on Ethan Timmerman of Minneapolis.
We've gotten really no shots out of Erickson here at 170. Nice job there by Ron Marshall from Prairie City getting the underhook. He's got inside position. Oh, now front headlock try in there by Marshall, but they get separation. And with 1 minute gone in this 170-pound wrestleback, no score. Now a pommel and a tie up there. A shot in there by Marshall. Reshot by Erickson. Marshall from Prairie City Monroe. Gets the inside position on the right side. Good hand control there by Erickson from Minneapolis. Got the whizzer in now. Marshall tries to get out of the bounds, and he does. So with 33 seconds remaining in the first period, a scoreless tie at 170. Ron Marshall from Prairie City gets that underhook now on the left side. Looks like he's going to try to work a double underhook and maybe a throw, but good job getting his hips down. Luke Erickson from Minneapolis gets backed out of that one. Pretty slow action here at 170 early going here in the wrestleback.
There's
an eye poke by Erickson. Erickson pokes Marshall in the eye, and Marshall has to back out of it. Erickson keeps the pressure up, and the official blows the whistle, gets the stop of the action. Take care of that eye and get back to the center of the mat and go start again. Now the wrestlers, with only 10 seconds to go, tie up again.
Oh, he drops down a single leg. It looked like he was going to get that. Marshall.
And there's an underhook by Erickson. And Erickson nearly.
Wow.
With 2/10 of us, actually, time expires.
Joe, while we have a little break here, let's run up to get a hold of Joe Millage in 1A and get a quick update there and come back here. We're at 170 in the wrestleback.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. We're taking a look at some of our wrestlebacks right now. And in fact, at 170, the second place match with Brett Wursta from Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont is up on Tyler Albert from Cardinal. An extended injury timeout for Albert from Cardinal, and he's down 3-8 to Brett Wursta. So 3.9 seconds left in this one. Now the score 10-5 as Wursta is going to win this one. Here comes the whistle. And the fan support from Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. And so it is Brett Wursta is the second place finisher from weight class 172. So congratulations, as that is wrestler number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for Eddyville Blakesburg going on to next week. They brought 9. They are taking 5 so far, and we've got another wrestler, I believe Luke Welch, will be up soon to attempt his wrestleback second place finish there. I'm being told in my ear that I believe we're going to go to Mount Pleasant, where Kevin Cochran is covering class 3A. Ottumwa and Oskaloosa and Pella. But right now we're going to go back to Fairfield. Let's go to Jason, Joe, and Travis.
Well, here we have no score at the wrestleback here, second period at 170. And we hear that Kevin Cochran's got some updates for us, and we want to, of course, get you updated with the 3A action as well. So we have a break here at 170 here in the second period. Let's run down to Kevin Cochran at Mount Pleasant with a 3A update.
Thanks, Jason. We're just getting underway here in the championship matches, and we've completed 106 with Harlan Steffensmeyer getting a close win over Alec Clark of Ottumwa by the score of 5-2. And by the rule, Alec Clark has punched his ticket to the Wells Fargo Arena, and we have completed the 113-pound match, and Brent O'Shea from Keokuk is your champion at 113. And so far, we have not had a wrestle back after the first two weight classes. We are currently on 120 pounds, and you have Brett Sams from Oskaloosa wrestling in the finals, Johnny Morales wrestling for third and fourth,
and I'll bring you the updates as soon as these matches come to a close. Back to you, Jason.
Kevin Cochran on location, and that update brought to you by the Pete Harkness Auto Group and Joe Sinclair, where you got a blood time out here at 170, and you can sense from the tone of their voices, both Joe and Kevin, that things are heating up just like they are here as these final matches take place, and all these dreams to getting to Wells Fargo come to a conclusion.
Now, these wrestle backs are absolutely fantastic. We've got a good one going here at 170 pounds, a scoreless tie. Almost through the, or excuse me, a 1-0. There's an escape there by Timmerman to start the scoring. Got another one coming up for you folks here at 220 pounds. There's going to be a wrestle back, and there's going to be Jack Egan at 182 getting on the mat. And there's a Timmerman, excuse me, a takedown there for Erickson. So yeah. 3-0, Ron Marshall trails now as the final ticks go off the clock here in the second period at 170 in the wrestle back.
But Ron Marshall, 31-5, the senior, had an outstanding performance here at 170, taking on a very tough Luke Erickson.
This is a tough weight bracket here. You got really good wrestlers coming in here from PCM, Columbus, and Mediapolis. The Columbus wrestler got beaten by Erickson last week in the district championship, or sectional championship. That was reversed today in the district championship. And Erickson, who was the sectional champion, cannot be the district champion, but he's sure trying to get those second-place points for the Mediapolis Bulldogs and go to the Wells Fargo Arena and compete as an individual. That's it in the second period. We're going to go to the third, a 3-0 lead. It'll be Ron Marshall's turn to take down. He gets down, gets set. He's going to be covered by Luke Erickson. Marshall from Prairie City will be trailing 3-0 when the whistle blows. Barn burner here for you at 170. 3-0 the score.
Marshall tried to sit it out, and Erickson did a good job of getting that covered up. Now a roll, and now Marshall to his feet, and they go off the edge of the mat.
Nice side roll there by yep. Ron Marshall, a move that I think is underused in some of these really high-quality matches. It's a good move that you can set up with a wrestler that's putting a lot of pressure on you
right there.
You see right here from Erickson.
Tried to sit it out. Erickson has that deep waist in.
That deep waist is in, and that deep waist is working. He's got it in on the left side. He's got the left arm all the way around, clear to the right hip, putting the squeeze on. And now he's got a tilt.
He's got
working.
A tilt.
He got that arm. He's got Ron Marshall in a tilt. He's not going to pin him with this move, but he's going to get a couple of back points. Now Ron Marshall looks like he might be running out of gas. There's something wrong with Ron Marshall. A 2-point near fall makes it 5-0, and they call it
potentially dangerous.
No, they call that call that an illegal hold.
Yeah, they did.
I don't know exactly what happened there, but they gave the 2 points to Erickson for the near fall. And then a point for Ron Marshall. That's his first point for the illegal hold.
5-1 score here. Erickson out in front. Marshall of PCM. Trails by 4 here. Final 1 minute of this third and final period.
58 seconds to go in this 170-pound elimination match. Ron Marshall from Prairie City broken down right now by Luke Erickson. Erickson tries to work that deep waist tilt again. He's got the deep waist in. He's got the tilt working. Now he moves up. Boy, this Luke Erickson, this whole Mediapolis squad, they bring it to you all 6 minutes. They are a wrestling squad. There's an armbar now by Erickson. Ron Marshall trying to get to his base, trying to make something happen. Good job by Erickson there. Now he gets hand control. Got the hand pinned behind the back. He's going to try that tilt
over,
again.
Yep.
There's a tilt. There's a one count. Can't get it over for two, but he's still tilting. Still tilting. And time is running out on Ron Marshall. Yeah. The question now is he going to lose by the score of 7-8-1 or get pinned? 8 seconds remaining. It's a 3-point near fall. Erickson looks back at the clock, keeps the hold in that he's got. He's got the 3-point near fall. And Erickson advances to the state championship by the score of 8-1.
Well, that's going to bring out Jack Egan. Egan's going to take on Ethan Timmerman. Chance to join his teammate, Brock Cavanis.
Jack Egan got here by way of a win against Tim Good. He was defeated in the first round by eventual champion Bryce Lunsford. Lunsford had an exciting match over Ethan Timmerman of Mediapolis. So it's Timmerman from Mediapolis, Egan from Knoxville, on the mat at 182. This will be the second to the last match we bring you today, folks. It'll be the 220-pounders next. 220-pounders will be Michael Fritz from Fairfield and Gage Jarrett from West Burlington Notre Dame.
Egan dropped down. Looked like he was going to try to get that back ankle. Couldn't get there.
Hey, want to thank the fine folks that are at DeVore Homes in Knoxville help bring you this wonderful wrestling broadcast, and they're sponsoring this match along with Tharp Funeral Home in Albia. Wrestlers are on their feet at 182 pounds. It's Jack Egan from Knoxville, Ethan Timmerman from Mediapolis, shot in there by Egan off the mat, and will go to the center with 126 to go in the first period. No score.
But Timmerman, so good, quick on his feet. Egan's just not giving up anything here.
117 to go. Wrestlers still on their feet. Now they're pummeling. Both wrestlers trying to get inside position. Egan might be a little bit of the stronger wrestler, but Timmerman, very quick on his feet.
Again, Timmerman right at the edge of the mat. As Egan dropped down, just couldn't get to that back ankle.
There's a shot in there by Timmerman. He's in on a single.
Great
nice
sprawl out there
shot.
By
And I tell you what, that Egan. One there, it was pretty good job there by Jack Egan. He just took both of his hands and pushed them right into the face of Ethan Timmerman, and Timmerman had to stop his progress because he had a strong set of biceps pushing a couple of strong hands all the way at him. That was a good defensive move there by Jack Egan. Now they're off the mat again with 35 seconds to go, still no score.
Got the underhook. Timmerman has had the underhook a couple of times and tried to drop down the head, and then Egan's done a good job of reaching for that back ankle. Just hasn't been able to get there.
Well, they're on their feet tied up again. That's what we've seen here this first period. A couple of little furries with a whole bunch of pummeling.
Double underhook here.
Now Egan's on the inside position and tripped out of bounds with 16 seconds to go. We'll reset it at the center of the mat again. Wrestlers are on their feet. Official blows a whistle. Two officials at these wrestleback matches as well. We had two officials in the championship matches and two again here in the wrestlebacks. Shot in there by Timmerman. They're off the mat again. Here we go. No score in the first period. We'll go to the second.
Boy, there were some shots there, but some really good defensive wrestling by both wrestlers.
Timmerman gets his choice. He takes down. He gets set. He wants to score the first point of this match. A lot of times they get the choice, they'll defer, but not in an elimination match like this. There's a stand-up by Timmerman, and Timmerman is loose. He's not out, but he's loose. And he gets out, he gets loose, and it's...
Did not get the escape, though. Good job of hanging on by Egan.
Egan did a good job of hanging on, but he's going to need to do something different this time when Timmerman stands up, because Timmerman's got that stand-up figured out. Jack Egan's going to need to drop down to the ankles and do something. That's what he
does.
He drops down to the ankle, but it just cat quick. Timmerman stands back up again. Egan follows him off the mat out of bounds. So only 15 seconds gone here in the second period, and we've gone out of bounds twice. We're off the mat. Now we're back on the mat. In the circle, the center, Ethan Timmerman from Mediapolis gets set. Knoxville's Jack Egan
great
covers.
Great job grabbing that ankle. Now he pulls it back. He's got to hang on there. Get the pressure. But Timmerman doing a good job of standing up.
Timmerman stands up and gets off the mat. And a bulldog move there by Jack Egan. Jack Egan doing
escape.
A great job of keeping the pressure on and keeping the ride going. We'll reset it back in the center of the mat again for the fourth time in this period.
182 here. Wrestle back. Winner goes to Wells Fargo Arena.
Now a little bit of a different move there by Timmerman. He tries the sit out. Now he stands up. And Jack Egan's going to have to either let him go or get called for stalling.
Called a
stall. There's
the
stall call. And
he drops him back down, though. Egan was able to get him back to the mat, but now he's got to be conscious of that stall.
Well, Timmerman now is broken down by Egan. Timmerman tried a stand-up switch there after the right as the referee was calling the stall, and a great job by Jack Agan bringing him right back to the mat.
He's got now Agan facing the mat.
Agan working high. He's got Timmerman's head down on the mat. Timmerman not able to get out. Now Timmerman with stand-up, and now Jack Agan tries to drop him down, and a roly-poly move, and I think Jack Agan might have got reversed.
He does.
Two-point reversal. Two-point reversal for Timmerman at the edge of the mat.
Held Jack on just Agan, a little too long, Joe.
Yep, he hung on just a little bit too long, and he tried to get off the mat out of bounds and couldn't quite get it done. Thought it was just going to be an escape, but two-point reversal called, and probably the right call. So a 2-0 lead now for Ethan Timmerman. Now it's Timmerman's turn to ride. What's Agan's move going to be? He tries to sit out, not doing it there. Now we've got a corkscrew ride by Timmerman. Timmerman riding with the corkscrew with 35 seconds to go. Looks a lot like a bigger version of Bryce Lesham with that corkscrew in there. Gives up the corkscrew, takes the right arm back, puts it on the right ankle of Jack Agan. Timmerman riding high, but he's got that leg under control. Now Timmerman tries the corkscrew again. He's still high, but he's got the arm barred on the left side. If Jack Agan can get that arm loose, he should be able to get out here because Timmerman is very, very high. But with 8 seconds to go, Agan's going to have to do it quickly. And there's good job there by Timmerman getting a tilt to work. And now Timmerman gets the leg in as time expires. No more scoring there, but a sideline reversal for Ethan Timmerman gives him the two-point lead. Jack Agan is going to start this period in the down position. The third and final period at 182 pounds in the wrestle back.
Gotta be quick here.
It's Knoxville against Mediapolis.
Timmerman, like I said, it was important for Agan to get out quick, but Timmerman really controlled the top.
Timmerman's working very hard on top. He's got Jack Agan broken down with 145 left in this match. A 2-0 lead for Mediapolis's Ethan Timmerman. Jack Agan, talented Knoxville wrestler, trying to return to the Wells Fargo Arena. It's Agan's senior campaign. He's got 35 wins on the season this year, trying to get it to 36. And now, Jack Agan. He's broken down again. 2-on-1 for Ethan Timmerman. Timmerman might get called for stalling again here, though.
Now he gets to his base.
He's not really doing very much.
Trying to work his way up. He's got 1 foot posted, trying to get to his feet. Now on both feet. Timmerman hanging on with that deep waist.
I wouldn't be surprised to see a stall call here against Timmerman. But he's stalling just as much as he needs to, and he's got two to give.
He's got a minute and counting here.
Now he's back in there with the corkscrew ride. 55 seconds to go.
Now
Jack
Agan
needs to try something.
Nope.
He tries to sit out.
Gets to his feet. Now he's got that leg crossed. Now if he can just...
Timmerman doing just enough to keep from getting the stall call. Just about the time he puts 2-on-1 on the cross. And there is the stalemate. I thought he was going to call a stalling there, as he put 2-on-1 for a little bit too long on that.
Jack's
got to
be really quick. It looked like the sit-out was going to work there for a second, Joe, but he's going to have to be quick with it.
36 seconds to go on the restart here. Agan's first move is a stand-up, taken away by Timmerman. Now Timmerman in with a half Nelson on the right side, and he won't get called for stalling with that move in there.
27 seconds and counting. Agan trailing by two here.
Gets off the half, drops back behind, gets back on the hips. He's got the deep waist in there, gets hand control. And now
Jack gets out.
16 seconds to go. 2-1 the score. And it's action being brought by Agan. 11.4 seconds to go. A stall call will tie this thing if it goes against Ethan Timmerman. And Agan takes too much time off the whistle.
He's going to have to move.
And he's
6 seconds, 5 seconds.
He's
going to take a big move here.
There's the stall call with 1 second to
go.
He got the stall call with 1 second to go. It is
Was that his first or his second?
That was his first. There is a shot, and it's too little too late.
Yep, doggone it. Nice effort, though, by Jack Agan. Just come up short.
Yep, that was a 2-1 score. Yeah, it was Agan that was warned for stalling earlier. So a great match there at 182 pounds. It will be Ethan Timmerman and Bryce Lumsford at 182 advancing.
Have a wrestle back at 220, is that correct?
Yep, this is our last match from Fairfield, folks, and the gym is starting to evacuate, but we've got a great match coming for you here. It'll be Gage Jarrett from West Burlington, Notre Dame, against Michael Fritz from Fairfield. we get a little chance here, we might send it over to Pleasantville. If Joe Millage is ready, Joe, why don't you give us the final recap? I had somebody text in, wanted to know how the Martin boy from Moravia did.
Well, the Martin boy from Moravia was the champion in weight class 113. So Moravia gets the championship there at 113 in class 1A District 4 here in Pleasantville, Joe. So he gets to go on. Also, of course, Briar Cochran, number 2 wrestler in the state, earlier got beat by number 6 wrestler in the state. But Briar comes back from Moravia and wins his match, his second place match. So Briar and Martin both will be advancing on. And we've got a match going on right now. We've got Eddyville-Blakesburg. It's our final match as well, Joe, here in Pleasantville, as Eddyville-Blakesburg. Fremont has out there Luke Welch right now on the mat, and he is up in the third period with a minute and a half, 1-0. Now, if Luke wins this, Luke's a senior here at Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont, if he wins this, he is going to play second, and Eddyville will send another wrestler next week to Wells Fargo Arena. And I believe by my count, that is 6 wrestlers for EBF going to state. It's a real tightly contested team scores here, as the Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont Rockets are now in third place, but only about 10 points separate them and Wes Marshall. Wes Marshall with 4 wrestlers in the first place in championship rounds going on next week. So a very good day here for Wes Marshall and Sigourney Chioda. It looks like now we're all tied up at 1 apiece. Luke Welch and Cole Gilmore from West Marshall tied up at 1 apiece here. And this match is just inside of a minute right now. So we'll let this one play itself out and come back and give you a complete team count and wrestler count, who's going next week. And we'll do that when we come back in just a little bit. We'll send it back live to you guys in Fairfield.
We're at 2:20. The wrestle back here. It's Gage Jarrett.
Michael Fritz from Fairfield with the takedown early going, and he's trying to get a wrestle back win. This is a rematch of their sectional championship last week. Of course, Michael Fritz was defeated by Carter Isley in the first round, and then Gage Jarrett got pinned by Carter in the championship. And this is a little bit of a reversal of fortune, because it was Jarrett winning last week in the sectional, but right now we've got Fritz on top, 2-0.
.138 to go in the second period. Oh, he's going to walk it over.
Oh, Fritz,
he does.
Fritz has got back points. He got out of position. He's going to get reversed.
Now he's in his own trouble.
Fritz got reversed after giving up the 2 back points, so that's going to make the score 4-2. And now it's Fritz on the bottom. A power half being applied by Gage Jarrett from West Burlington Notre Dame. Garrett gets out of position, but a nice move there by Fritz. And these two wrestlers are now bringing the action after a slow start to this thing at 220 pounds, our last match of the day. It's excellent wrestling action here. 5-2 the score now with the escape by Michael Fritz from Fairfield. Now the wrestlers are tied up at the center of the mat. 59 seconds remain in the second period. This
Watching
is a wrestle back.
Two wrestlers wrestle here at 220. Tells you how darn good Carter Isley is, because there's some really good wrestling right on the mat right now, and Carter Isley has made 220 look easy.
Yeah, he took care of business pretty fast today. Didn't have much trouble. And, you know, there's a guy, the weight class behind him, that he wrestled for the championship last year that did the same thing, and that was Stephen Holloway at 195. He was the 82-pound champion last year. With 35 seconds left here, the wrestlers are on their feet. A 5-2 lead for Fairfield. That would be Michael Fritz. He's on his feet. 20 seconds to go. Now they get separation. Gage Jarrett, West Burlington Notre Dame. They don't have a wrestler in the state championships yet. Jarrett looking a little bit tired. They're on their feet. 3 seconds to go in this period. We'll go to the third. It'll be a 5-2 lead for Michael Fritz from Fairfield. We've got a break in the action. If we can get Kevin Cochran over at Mount Pleasant to give us an update. Kevin, if you're available, we'll give you a few seconds to respond here and tell us what's going on in 3A. Kevin Cochran.
The first 2 weight classes, the third weight class at 120, Drew Sams from Oskaloosa fell in the finals to Tanner Rowleader by a score 11-2, and Johnny Morales defeated Saney from Fort Madison to get third place, but by the rule, since Sams and Morales wrestled earlier, Sams has punched his ticket to Wells Fargo as he finishes second in this Class 3A district. At 126, Skyler DeYoung just won the championship for Oskaloosa by a score of 5-0 over Cam Sadeghi of Keokuk. And by rule, Sadeghi is in with no wrestleback. So we went through four weight classes. We have not had a wrestleback yet. We're currently on 132, where our championship match is Tanner Hawker of Fort Madison. He leads Nathan Carey 2-0 with 45 seconds left in the second period. And Mitchell Schaffner of Oskaloosa leads his match 2-1 for the third place match. We'll give you more updates when we get back. Back to you, Joe, Travis, and Jason.
That's here at 220 pounds for Fairfield's Michael Fritz. He is right now leading 7-4. He's on the down position. Both wrestlers here in this period have exchanged reversals. And here's a cradle by Gage Jarrett from West Burlington Notre Dame, and he is turning that thing into back points. Now he's got a tilt in there. That was a crazy bunch of action. Was it two or was it three? It's two. It's a 6-7 match now. Gage Jarrett with a big cradle move there. Narrows the deficit to 1 point with 1 minute to go here. Exciting wrestling at 220 pounds from Fairfield.
Oh, he's going to get out of this.
And now there's a reversal being called for.
Wow.
No points yet. It's Michael Fritz on the bottom. It's Gage Jarrett on the top. Now Jarrett out of position, but he's got the cradle in again. He's got the cradle in again. Can he work it? He's going to work it, and he's got the pinning combination. He sticks him with 33 seconds to go. West Burlington, Notre Dame. He comes from behind in a desperation cradle that Michael Fritz could not kick out of, and what a thunderous finish to this district tournament.
Wowzer, that was some kind of a finish, and what a day we've had here. We are going to take a timeout. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap it up here in Fairfield, head back up to Pleasantville, get the 1A update and the final update of our afternoon from 3A as well. You're listening to District Wrestling on your sports leader, KIC.
Here are this week's specials at your Albia Hy-Vee. One dozen wrapped roses, $19.99. Oreo cookies, $1.99, limit two. Hy-Vee bacon, 1 pound, $2.98. Jack's Original Pizza, 4 for $10. Hamburger Helper, 77 cents. Hot Pockets or Lean Pockets, just $1.88. That's your Albia Hy-Vee. Proud sponsors of Albia Athletics.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Save on Hungry Jack Easy Mashed Potatoes, just 89 cents per pack. Sure Fresh Shredded Cheeses in 8-ounce packages are 2 for $4. And Jim and Charlie's has a super buy on Lay's Potato Chips. They're 2 for $5 in 9 to 10-ounce packages. That's savings at Jim and Charlie's.
Built tough with more power and torque, K-Skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery and Pella boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved forward, side, rear, and overhead visibility. Ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the skid steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery and Pella.
Tom's Affordable Tree Service has opened Tom's Outdoor Equipment on Highway 34 east of Albia. They have logging and rigging supplies, generators, log splitters, power washers, and lubricants. Tom's Outdoor Equipment has mowers from push to zero turn to industrial. They also service all small engines, ATVs, and motorcycles. Authorized sales and service for Aaron's, Gravely, and Steele. 48 months interest-free financing on Gravely and Aaron's. So call Tom's Outdoor Equipment, 932-7551, 932-7551. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 4:30, Saturdays, 8 to 1.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register. Or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Hello, this is Marvin Canute from Cargill Eddyville.
Hey, we're pleased to announce that the Cargill Corn Milling Facility in Eddyville is celebrating our 30th anniversary, and we're proud of our accomplishments, and we wish to thank our employees and their families, as well as so many contributors, contractors, suppliers, customers, you know, and community partners for just helping us to be successful. We remain committed to helping Southeast Iowa thrive by supporting local agriculture, education, job growth, and so much more. Here's a fun fact. In 1 year, Eddyville produces about 1.5 million tons of sweet bran used in rations to feed 2.3 million head of cattle, resulting in 1.2 billion pounds of consumable beef. That's enough to feed 24 million people in the United States.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back to Fairfield as the stand has been brought out and the wrestlers are being honored here as the Journey to the Well has went through Fairfield today, Joe Sinclair.
We crowned 14 champions and 14 runners-up here at the Class 2A district meet here in Fairfield High School Gymnasium. We got a lot of great sponsors that brought the action to you. And we're going to list them here before we give you the wrap-up of who those 28 wrestlers are that have their tickets punched to the well. We've got wrestlers from Sheraton, from Albia, Knoxville. We've got Fairfield represented, Mediapolis well represented. We got Southern Iowa well represented here at this district meet. I want to thank all the great sponsors, and they include Grace Baptist Church and Lucas County Health Center,
along with Sinclair Tractor and Bluff Creek Archery.
Also want to thank Pipers, Pete Harkness, and Lockridge Lumber.
Also, Double D Repair and Homestead of Albia Assisted Living.
Albia Brewing Company, AgriVision in Albia, and Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home.
DeVore Homes of Knoxville, the Albia Hardees, Belzer Equipment, and Benton Place Apartments.
You know, I might pause the sponsors list. What would be one of the best places to go for something cold on Valentine's tonight? Maybe the Albia Brewing Company, see if he's got some type of a heart brew.
I'm sure he's got something special brewed up for us.
Also, Hy-Vee of Albia, GP Insurance, and Proline Buildings, sponsors of high school wrestling here on 96.7.
Thank you to Cargill, Windstream, William Penn and Oskaloosa, and iCare Partners, also of Oskaloosa.
First Iowa State Bank, Monroe County Hospital, People State Bank, and Quality Ag Services.
Also, Midwest Heritage Bank, Homestead Assisted Living of Sheraton, and the Sheraton Hy-Vee.
Big thank you to CNC Cycle, Piercebacher Funeral Home, American Family Insurance, and Oskaloosa for making this broadcast possible.
Also, Albia Motors, Jim and Charlie's, Lathrop Construction, and the Southern Iowa Technologies.
Want to thank new sponsor Tom's Affordable Tree and Outdoor Equipment and Repair Service, along with Sheraton Vision and Summers Insurance. That's our old buddy Jason Summers there, helping sponsor Blue Demon and Southern Iowa Sports.
Also want to thank the Summers Car Credit, Tharp Funeral Home, Dewey Motor Company, and Titan Machinery.
And all of your wireless mics today brought to you by Quality Ag. And Joe, as we start to get into the calving season and into planting season, and yes, it is just a few blink of the eyes away.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of work for the farmers to do. No better than Quality Ag to take care of them.
Well, we got a great team there, and they love serving our customers, and it's very fortunate that we can be like you and help bring a lot of the great things that these kids are doing into your homes and into your cars and your tractors and wherever you listen to the radio or your internet. So, hey, 106-pounders, we got a couple of qualifiers. Champion was from Sheraton, Gabe Ripke, first qualifier out of this particular district. He qualified even before he got the championship, but he advances to the championship, and he will be joined by Josh Keller from
Columbus
Junction.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Griffin, Michael Griffin of Columbus, they also got back-to-back championships there at 113. He'll be followed up by Andrew Waite.
Andrew Waite from Washington. At 120 pounds, Albia's Zach Oldham hit a speed bump in the form of Kyle Anderson. Anderson advances to the championship against Brennan Swofford. It was Swofford from Mediapolis, the champion at 120. Anderson from Washington, runner-up.
Oldham gets the third-place finish. It was Shea Swofford of Mediapolis with the championship, and he will get the punch to stick it to the championship. And Clark of PCM, check that. It was a wrestle back there, and
Austin Hazlett got the win.
Yes, so he'll go on to Wells Fargo Arena.
At 132 pounds, Centerville's Bradley Irwin is your champion. He is joined on the stand, a wrestleback winner, Austin Leopold from Louisa Muscatine, your runner-up at 132.
Boy, he looked like a champion, too. He came out of the gate fighting hard. It was a 138. The championship goes to Mason Buster, and Buster will go on and be joined up with his district or sectional counterpart, Trey Van Wilden of Washington.
At 145 pounds, Albia's Blake Lawless storms his way through to the championship, and he will be joined by Austin Edwards from Columbus Junction.
At 152, Bryce Leshett gets the championship, and he'll take along Bradley Conley with him as they head to Wells Fargo Arena.
Devin Harbors from Sheraton had a great opportunity and had a little bit of hard luck, but he came back and got the got a win in the semi in the consolation, but was not able to advance. It'll be Erickson from Mediapolis and
Harbors.
Harbors, yeah, Harbors did get the rest back. That's right. Yep. It was Harbors in the loss in the final.
170 pounds goes to Morrison Tucker. Morrison upset win there. Morrison defeated Luke Erickson, and Erickson had to wrestle back. But Morrison and Erickson will go on at 170.
All right, at 182 pounds, it'll be Lunsford from Fairfield, champion, Timmerman from Mediapolis, second place points.
At 195, it was none other than Stephen Holloway, and he looked dominating in his approach today, and he'll be joined up with his sectional counterpart, Bradley Scoobel of Washington.
All right, at 220, Carter Isley, your champion, Gage Jarrett with an exciting pin over Michael Fritz from Fairfield in our last match. He will join Carter Isley at 220.
Brock Cavendish, your champion at 285. And, boy, that was a lot of fun watching Brock go at it. He gets the win. And Kyle Davis of Columbus Community will be the second-place finisher. He'll go to Wells Fargo Arena. And Ben Kinkart, though, folks, got a pin in third place. A great effort out of Ben Kinkart to get that third-place finish for Davis County. And that is the conclusion of a full day of wrestling. Gentlemen, what a great way to end things here from Fairfield. A lot of fun. TZ, you could see in the coaches and the players the excitement for Albia, but a little bit of disappointment too. They wanted to send a few more, but getting three to state's a great accomplishment.
Yeah, it sure is, Jason. Would have liked to have seen a couple more kids there, you know, pick up some wins and advance, but sending three on, three champions. Now it's a waiting game to see how they draw out in the brackets.
Joe, some great wrestling here for Southern Iowa, and I'm looking forward to Sheraton, Centerville, and Albia all have, along with Knoxville, have wrestlers going on, and it'll be a great week of wrestling from Wells Fargo.
We will be on the air Thursday at Wells Fargo. We will be in the penthouse suite high above the mats with binoculars, computers, and all sorts of technological devices to help bring you guys the action, listening at home and on your computers. It'll be a fun time at Wells Fargo. It always is. And congratulations especially to all the wrestlers that competed today and didn't get through. Tough losses for some of those kids. But, hey, wrestling is the best thing that you can do for yourself if you're a young man in high school. And my congratulations to all the competitors that didn't win.
Well, from Fairfield, we're going to wrap things up. We're going to send it up to Joe Millage in Pleasantville to wrap things up in 1A coverage. And, Joe, you can finish up with Coach Kevin Cochran to finalize what's going on in 3A as we wrap things up here from Fairfield. Let's run up to Pleasantville. Joe Millage on location.
Well, and I think Joe Sinclair said it right. Make sure the binoculars are on hand. I don't remember, Jason, it was well into the first round last year when you'd called three losses for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont when they had won. But, no. Hey, good job, you guys. We've been on the air since 11 o'clock this morning. Yeah, no problem. But, hey, are you guys doing anything tonight? You guys want to go out and grab a bite to eat, a drink or something? Anybody available?
I'm trying to think about what's going on tonight. I better be with my sweetheart.
Nothing, so
I would much rather be with my sweetheart than with you, Millie.
Jeez.
Any day of the week, anywhere in the world.
I want to thank Scotty Fry, our air traffic controller, I call him, back at the board, maintaining these live feeds from Pleasantville and from Fairfield and also from Mount Pleasant, 1A, 2A, 3A. Our air traffic controller is Scott Fry back on the board. Let's get you the rundown on what happened as we sign off the fellas and say goodnight and safe ride back as we have to shuffle some equipment back for basketball here yet tonight in Albia. And they're headed back from Fairfield. Let's give you the wrap-up here from Pleasantville, Class 1A, District 4. And we had several champions here. Your top 16, one of these champions are the best of 16 wrestlers in the state that will meet at Wells Fargo Arena next week. And one no better than Jaron Glosser. Thanks, Jason. 138, weight class 138, Jaron Glosser with two quick pins today. He goes 50-0 on the season. And he does it in such quick, fine fashion in a pin in 23 seconds and a pin in 27 seconds. His 27-second pin in his championship round was actually against the number six wrestler in the state. That's how good this guy is. The Iowa Hawkeyes know it. That's why Jaron Glosser is going to wrestle for them next year. So your Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont champions are Glosser and Johnston, and that's the weight classes 138 and 195. Your runners-up for Eddyville-Blakesburg are Adam Proctor at 113 and also Brett Wursta at 170. So Eddyville-Blakesburg is bringing in nine wrestlers, and they advance. I'm sorry, also Alex Hanna at weight class 120. So they advance three in Glosser, Hunter Johnston, Adam Proctor, Alex Hanna, as well as Brett Wursta. There's your five wrestlers that will go to state for EBF. They bring in nine. They advance five. A couple of wrestlers that just missed it by the hair of their chinny-chin-chin included Cody Brown, who got his 100th win today in his first match. He ends up getting third place and would obviously be one of the runners-up if one of the other two wrestlers can't make it next week. But that's why third place happens to be important, as we heard earlier today. And also Luke Welch finishes in third place for EBF today as well. All right, let's take a look at some of the other wrestlers. And Moravia, they take a championship, champion with 113 in Nick Martin. Nick Martin is one of the top 16 wrestlers in the state of Iowa for Moravia coming in. I believe he's just a freshman or sophomore. And Nick Martin is your champion in Class 1A, 113. Now, earlier, Briar Cochran ran into a buzzsaw in his championship match against the number six wrestler in the state. Briar, though, comes back to wrestle back at 126, and he'll make a return trip to state as well. Briar Cochran at 126 is your runner-up. So Moravia comes in with three, and they advance two. Sigourney Kyoto, they also come in with a boatload today. They dropped off eight on the bus, and it looks like they're going to be sending five. It's Nathan Fritz at 145, your champion. Lane Boonder at 152, Noah Boonder at 220, and Bryce Brown at 285. Those are your champions from Sigourney Kyoto. And your runner-up, Sigourney Kyoto had one runner-up that's going to state, Caleb Reeves. So Reeves, Brown, Boonder, Fritz going to state next week for Sigourney Kyoto. From Iowa Valley, it's Krakow at weight class 126. He's the wrestler, in fact, that beat Briar Cochran earlier today. And it's Krakow from Iowa Valley with the championship at 126. Wes Marshall, always tough. They bring in nine on the bus, and it was Fonts at 106, your champion. Needham at 120, White at 132, and Hillman at 170, your four champions from Wes Marshall. And from Belle Plaine, Schwinn, weight class 160 is your champion. BGM's champ was Massengale at 182. And that pretty much does it. If, again, we run down the totals, Sigourney Kyoto sending five next week. Pleasantville hosting today's tournament, as they've done the last 4 or 5 years. They send their two wrestlers that they brought to the tournament today. They are advancing on. Wes Marshall with seven, and that's why they finished number one in team points. Moravia with two. Linville Soli advances one wrestler. Iowa Valley with two wrestlers. Eddyville-Blakesburg with five. Belle Plaine with one. BGM with one. And I believe that's my list. So that's the wrap-up here. And it was a great day. Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont, the number one team, finishing as champions last year at state in Class 1A. Maybe not as stocked as well as they could as they were last year, I should say, but definitely moving on and advancing to next week, as we'll be bringing you live action Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from
high atop the mats in high fidelity at Wells Fargo Arena. So, again, that does it from here. Our team final points as we look back at Class 1A District 4 here in Pleasantville had Wes Marshall in first place. Eddyville Blakesburg just ekes out second place, and that's followed by Sigourney Keota in third place, then Moravia in fourth place. So that's it. Those are your top 16 wrestlers from Class 1A District 4 that are advancing to state wrestling next week. We may yet hear from Kevin Cochran for a final update. I'm not sure whether or not we'll get one more in. But in the meantime, we need to bring you Iowa State Cyclone basketball here live on the Thunder, Thunder Country KIIC. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to you, all of our listeners. Thanks to our air traffic controller, Scotty Fry Guy, back on the board. This is Joe Millage for Scott Fry, for Kevin Cochran, for Jason Summers, Joe Sinclair, and T-Zap Travis Zapital. I'll say goodnight until Thursday on Thunder Country KIIC.
So, what brings you and Greg to marriage counseling today?
Jake from State Farm. My husband calls him all the time. 2, 3 in the morning, it doesn't matter.
I see. Greg, is this true?
Yeah, Jake saves us tons on our insurance. No matter what time it is, he's always there.
Mm-hmm. And how much did he save you?
Hundreds.
Listen, can I call this Jake from State Farm?
You've got to be kidding me.
State Farm is there for you anytime, anywhere. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM or click today. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Wherever people work, live, or play, there is a plumber and steam fitter who made it possible. In today's business climate, you need partners you can trust. Partners that care about your company and your customers. Partners like the plumbers and steam fitters, Local Union 33. Local Union 33 finds the right people, trains them exceptionally well, and supplies a qualified workforce, whether you need general or specialized skills. For more information, log on to ualocal33.org.
Texting while driving is a very dangerous form of distracted driving. Drivers who use handheld devices while driving are 4 times as likely to get into crashes that can injure themselves or others. Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Iowa State in front, 52-39 over West Virginia, 11:19 to go.
Cyclones have forced 16 Mountaineer turnovers, turned it over 11 times, but last two turnovers I would take issue with, the charge on Nader and then the travel on McKay. But regardless, Iowa State's done a pretty good job of taking care of the ball.
They're plus 8 on points off turnovers. When you can do that against West Virginia, you got a pretty good chance.
You know, and the other thing, too,
and Scott back here at the KIIC studios. We do have one last update here on 3A wrestling action. Here's Kevin Cochran. Kevin?
132 pounds. Nathan Carey lost in the finals by fall to Tanner Hawker, but sealed his ticket by the rule of his third-place finisher, Schaefner, of Oskaloosa. At 138 pounds was Colin McConnell getting second place, losing to Chase Feeney from Fort Madison by a score of 3-1. And he also advances to the state tournament by, that was matched earlier, by rule. We just wrapped up 145 pounds with Wyatt Slaughter, who is your first Ottumwa Bulldog champion, as he gets a 4-0 decision against Matthew Dura of Fort Madison. We still have lots of wrestling to do here in Mount Pleasant. I think we're going to wrap things up. We'll give you the full updates, but as it's looking, looks like Ottumwa Bulldogs should have 5 wrestlers advancing to the state tournament, as well as, I believe, 4, if not 5. We have to wait to see how things come out for the Oskaloosa Indians. So it sounds like between 1A, 2A, and 3A, we've had a good district showing, and hopefully we can take that showing and do well at Wells Fargo Arena next week. Back to you, Scott.
All right, thanks, Kevin. And now we'll go back to Iowa State Cyclone basketball here on Thunder Country KIIC.
Out to Brown, drives in there. Lost it, and a foul called on Iowa State. George Niang, the foul. That's going to be his third.
That's the fifth on Iowa State. So each team with five fouls here this afternoon. McKay is going to check back in, and he'll come in for George.
All right, West Virginia throw it in with Brown. Got it into Holton left of the lane. Back out to Brown behind the three-point line. We approach the midway point in the second half. Iowa State leads by 13. A pass inside to Holton. They bring it back out. Carter for three. He missed it, back iron. Rebound deflected out of there by McKay. And out of bounds to Iowa State.
Guys competing for both teams on the board. And
Chase, Connor,
Chase Connor comes in. Hit a three against Iowa State when he first came in the game in Morgantown. Kind of got them a little, drew them closer, kind of gave them a little spark.
Pressure from the Mountaineers, and it's Monte Morris with the basketball.
The bad news is he has to guard Monte Morris.
Monte on the dribble. 10 minutes to play. Cyclones lead by 13. Abdul Nader on a pass to Hogue, right of the lane, spins into traffic, throws it to McKay underneath, knocked free from him. Bryce, a good job hustling to try to get it back, but then a foul called on Bryce Dijon-Jones. That's going to be his third.
And six on Iowa State. Yeah, another turnover, though, trying to had an advantage situation, but just didn't really capitalize.
A lot of traffic there.
A lot of traffic.